We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the woman that you hear every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6 on this radio station, or anytime at JillOnMoney.com. You can download Apple Podcasts. I mean, it's all there. And here she is with us this morning, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon, AssetStrats.com. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Long week also, so I took vacation last week.
I'm glad you did. This was good. We missed you, but I mean, I'm glad you took it anyway.
It was great.
Did you do anything fun?
I went to the beach. That's always fun.
It's always fun. Yeah. In fact, you know, you've kind of got a story about that if you go to JillOnMoney.com, the frugal traveler, and, you know, ways for you to save. You know what I found really useful is, like, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, people go, and I mean, some guy went to, I'm not going to go there, but some guy went to Venezuela, you know. And it's not, you know, a lot of these places, if you're out with the people, it's just a regular joint. Went to Iran, stuff like that. No big deal.
Yeah, this guy has pretty much no fear at all. And what's interesting about him is that he just really also talks about the experience of travel.
Yeah.
More so than you got to hit every single site. Like, he is clear that obviously if you go to a major place, you're not going to, you know, sort of say, for my first time in London, I'm just going to blow off going to Westminster Abbey. You're not going to do that. He really thinks it's important for people to kind of try to experience a place for what it is and how the people there live differently and learn a little bit about it. So don't just do, you know, I went to Europe for a week and saw 42 sites instead of talking to some people.
If you would like to hear that segment, by the way, The Frugal Traveler, it is available at WTIC, actually at JillOnMoney.com, and you can just do it that way and you can hear the whole thing, the whole interview, which is a good thing. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to do the Fed, or do you want to do basically, I like the idea about life insurance and this book, this guest you had on, who was talking about a new book, basically, you know, the making of a manager.
I thought this was kind of interesting because this was a woman from Facebook. She is obviously a whip smart engineer, and she talked about in this book what it was like to go from doing to managing.
Yeah.
And that was really tough for her, actually. And she said it was a quite a journey. And one of the things she really thought was interesting in her experience, at least, was how she went from being a coworker, like you're friends with all these people, you're all together.
Now what? Yeah.
Now she manages them and how much harder that was. And, you know, I also got to grill her a little bit about Facebook, which she sort of took some questions. She didn't do it all, but I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
No, but that's a difficult thing when, you know, you're one of the people, you know, just down here with the, you know, the hoi polloi, and then all of a sudden you're kicked up, and now all of a sudden you've got these people who are your pals, and you went out for drinks. Now you got to manage them. That's tough.
It is tough. And one of the things she also talked about is that as you learn to be a manager, like, you need feedback also. So not just from your own manager, but you have to ask the people you're managing for honest feedback. That is not pleasant. I've done that before, and you don't like to hear what everyone has to say about you. But all in all, I will say this. It's some of the guests that we've had on the show have been very illuminating for me and also proved to me why I'm much better being – how shall I say, a free agent than being the manager.
Yeah.
Like, some people, I'm not a great manager. I'm not.
And
some people are really great at it. It is a completely different skill set than the thing that you're basically were doing previously. So it's good to understand that.
All right. And then kind of the lead into this was, what's the deal about life insurance?
Well, I mean, look, the problem that we see with life insurance is that a lot of people know I need insurance. They don't know how much. They don't know where to go. They feel like they're being sold. So on the show, we started with a question about the life insurance and the way to get it. And one of the things that's important to know is that there are so many online resources that if you're being sold something, it's quite good to sort of get a little second opinion and jump online and say, hey, how much would this cost me if I did it right here? I'm not saying you should do it there, but it's great to do research.
You want to do the term whole life thing? You want to play with that?
Well,
see,
mostly term,
I think you're the smartest, but that's
I know.
Just me.
I think term is usually where, let's say, 95% of people should go. Well, you buy insurance for the period of time that you need insurance or that term. And really, what you think about it, very few people need life insurance in place for their whole lives.
If
that's
you know what
difference.
I mean. Yeah. Oh, that was subtle the way you worked that in. I like that. That was nice.
That's why it's called whole life.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes. And, of course, you build up cash value, which, of course, you don't want to. We did use it to do a down payment on a house once, but
you know what? It can work. It really depends on the cost and what your needs are.
All right, the markets just have been going crazy again. I thought we were kind of fading into bear land, but I guess not.
Not at all. We're still seeing strong markets. Federal Reserve minutes from their policy meeting going to be released this week, and Jerome Powell is going to be testifying on Capitol Hill this week. So we're going to get a lot more information. Big Fed meeting end of this month. That is expected to show that they will cut interest rates, although after that strong jobs report on Friday, I'm not sure they're going to.
Jill, I think, and that's why the market dropped, because normally, you know, when you get like these, well, when you saw it drop momentarily, but the reason it does that is because, they're not going to loosen rates, so therefore they're going to tighten up, and then therefore we're all just, we don't want to do that. So
that's right.
So good news is bad news in some cases.
We're addicted to the easy money.
Yes. Boy, yeah. Wish there were more of it. Hey, Jill, any big numbers this week except for the Fed? Are we anything?
No, it's all Fed week. It's a big Fed week. And the president put two names up for nominations for the Federal Reserve Board. So we'll keep an eye on how that starts to wind its way through Washington.
That's right. Jill, always great.
Take care.
Thank you, ma'am. By the way, you can just go to JillOnMoney.com or Saturday afternoons from 4 until 6. And she's brought to you this time and anytime by Asset Strategies.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.